Okay. All right, so the Eilam that's here tonight, I figured we can make a little bit of a digression from the normal Mishmar, maybe, which is something which is more Halach al-Maisa, or something more Shalach al-Nevesha. Tonight we'll give a little bit of a Shtikl Torah, more like a Shir, Shtikl Torah, on a very interesting Shaila, an interesting topic. It comes from the Parasha. And the Shaila that we want to do is the Indian of the Kedusha of the Bechor. I guess the Shaila that we put on outside on there was something like, what's the status of the Kedusha of the Bechor? So, has anyone ever heard of a Shaila if a person had a son who was a Bechor, and he's the firstborn, and he needs a Pidyon HaBen? So, are you allowed to go and ask your son to mow your lawn? He's the Bechor. He's allowed to do malacha for you. So, he could do malacha for you. So, let's learn through this. The emphasis is like this. We start off the parasha. It says, V'yidavar shal Moshe lemar, Kadesh lichol Bechor, Petar kol rechem b'bnei Yisrael, Ba'adam v'beveim alihu. This is the Kedushas Bechor. And where does the Kedushas Bechor come from? Kedushas Bechor comes from this, that it says that there was Makas Bechoris, and like it says in Sefer Bamidbar, there's Makas Bechoris, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu saved the Bechoris, and Memela, and we Mekadosh now the Bechor of Klal Yisrael. So the question is, we have three questions on this pasuk. Kadosh liko Bechor, the Bechoris are Kadosh. Three questions. Question number one is, it's mashma that the Inyan of Kedushas Bechor comes from this Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a Makas Bechoris, and the middle of this Kedushas Bechor. Wasn't there Kedushas Bechor already by the Avos? There was already Kedushas Bechor way before. There's nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. There was a Kedushas Bechor that Esav had the Bechora, and Yaakov bought the Bechora from Esav. Nothing to do, and we find that Reuben was supposed to be the Bechor, and he gave it up, and he gave the Bechor away to Reuben Shimon, Levi, to Yosef, and V'cheina, there was an Inyan of Bechor way before the whole Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So where do you get Bechlal, the whole Inyan, that Kedushas Bechor comes from this, that is Tachas Kol, Tachas Bechor, that the Bechorim of Mitzrayim, like it says in Bamidbar, like it says, Kiliko Bechor B'yom, HaKoisiko Bechor B'et Mitzrayim, Mikdashaliko Bechor B'Yisrael. Bechor, the Inyan of Kedushas Bechor had nothing to do with the Inyan of Makas Bechor. It's the Kedushas Bechor that was prior to that. Question number one. Question number two is that there's an Inyan that every person has to go and be poid to their Bechor. Find a coin and you give five gold coins, you do the Pidyon Bechor. The Pidyon Bechor with the coin. Bechor, every Bechor already had a Pidyon in Parshas Bamidbar, when they switched with the Levium. The Bechoris went, and there was the whole count, how many are there, and there was exact amounts of 273 people left over, and they gave their money. So all the Bechoris were already Nifde, i.e. the Levium, and the Kedusha went over to the Levium. So the whole Kedusha of the Bechor is over already. It was already passed on. The Kedusha of the Bechor went to the Levium, and that's it. So it's over. So what's now left over that every Bechor starts to be paid to himself with five shekel? Bechor, the Kedushas Bechor was already nifta through the Levim. That's question number two.
There's no
Bechor, no? What? The Kedushas Bechor went already. You don't have to do it every time. You don't do it on the Petar Levim. So, there's no Levim, you're saying? Yeah, we have one right here. So, that's question number two. Question number three is the question of the Maral Diskin. And Meshachoch Mehas Kasha also. The Mechoikis in the Gemara Bechoris, Gevaldik Akasha. The Mechoikis in the Gemara Bechoris, when did it start the Kedushas Bechor? The Kedushas Bechor started by when they got there. So it was already Noig in the Midbar. So Frick the Mile Diskin, it was already Noig in the Midbar. So what happened before the Eagle? Before that story in Sefer Bamidbar when they switched the Kedusha of the Bechorim to the Levim? So It turns out that the Bechor was also the Kohen. So who did he pay the Bechor to? A Bechor that was born in the Midbar before the Egel, before that story in Parashas Bamidbar. So the Kedusha was by the Bechor. So he's born. So now what? So he pays. There's no Kohen. The Bechor is Gufa the Kohen. So he has to pay themself. So what's the whole mitzvah? The whole mitzvah is be paid to the Bechor. With what? You have to give.
What did Avraham Avinu do? How was he paid to his firstborn son?
Mustami gave it to the Bechor. So you're saying that was there also. So what does that mean? So the Bechor gives the money to the Bechor. So Dvorm Stumim Yoitze Mipi Divrei Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin says that the Bechor Min Av gave the money to the Bechor Min Aim. The Bechor Min Aim gave the money to the Bechor Min Av. So I want to be Yoyer L'Sev Daita. What's he talking about over here? So, like this. This unbelievable Sfarno over here in the Parasha. Sfarno says like this. There's a sheet of the Sfarno. It's a sheet of Yechidah, but the sheet of the Sfarno. Sfarno says like this. Kaddish li b'chol b'char. She yischai b'kulam b'pidyon. The Kedusha is the Yimchuyiv and Pidyon. You have to redeem the Bechor. You have to pay the five slaim to the Kohen. You have to redeem the Bechor. Now, what does redeeming mean? Redeeming, you know, normally Pidyon means you're switching the Kedusha from one to the other. Zakta Svarnoi, Shishai B'kulam B'Pidyon, Kishar Kol Hekdish, like a regular Pidyon of Hekdish. Leman Yiu Mutarim B'Avoidas Choyl, in order that the Bechor should be allowed to do Avoida for you, to do Avoidas Choyl, to mow your lawn. Why? Shalule ha-pidyon. If it weren't for the pidyon of the Bechor, hayu asurim lasas kol melechas chol, kinyon le-savad b'vchor sherecha, you'd probably be outside to get a haircut also. Go pidyon nafsham, hu ha-erech ha-mafurish le-ben chodesh, b'parashas erechin. So zakta sfarna that a Bechor was also in Giza v'avoida, is also to be of Ovid in a Bechor before the pidyon. So Kaddish Liko Bechor, he has Kedusha, and Peter Korachem, Bnei Yisrael, Vodam Vabeim Aliyu, and you have to do Pidyon in order to be Mater in Bavoida. That's stated in Kedusha, stated in the Svarnai, that this Kedusha's Bechor is Kedusha's Aguf. That the Din, when a Bechor is born, he has Kedusha's Aguf, that he's like a carbon, he's like a Bechor, that you're not allowed to do Malacha with him. So you would not be allowed to ask him to do Malachas for you. So, Memela, in order to be Matar, Ba'avoida, you have to, there's a mitzvah of Pidyon. The Sfarnai says. The Sfarnai says Vayter in Parshas Bamidbar, in that Parsha. He says a similar thing. He says, Kaddish li kol b'char, b'yoy makoisi kol b'char b'eretz Mitzrayim, mikdashdi li kol b'char b'Yisrael. So he says, because the Bechoris were Uyim Le'onesh Ba'avon Hadar, because they were the most Mechobed, so Memel Va'ani Hitzaltim, how was I Matzel them? This whole idea, I'm making you Kadosh because I saved you from the Makas Bechoris. What does one do the other? He says, I saved you is by giving you Kedusha. So I gave you Kedusha Saguf, now the Maka can't be Sholot on you because you're not a regular person, now you're a Korban. He says, that was Gufa, the reason why they became Kaddish. They were saved. This, that they were saved, the Bechorim were saved. Why? How were they saved? And why, because they were saved, they have mitzvahs pidyon haben? Shad is that the way they were saved is Hashem put a kedusha on them. Hashem put a kedusha on them, they're like a carbon. And now to get it off, you have to do a pidyon. And that's the seder of the mitzvah according to the Sfarno. So, the Kli Chemd over there in Parashas B'Midbar asks, like Matzano says, you have a Baal Tshuva or something like this. So he finds out when he's an adult, he never had pidyon haben. So he's not allowed to do anything. It's an interesting. I don't know if he's not allowed. You're not allowed to ask him to do anything for you. I don't know if him himself, I'm not sure. But he's not allowed to do avoidas chol for someone else. So, okay, He says lamatzanu. I don't know if it's so common, but that always coming from the Sfarno. The Kalichem that says lamatzanu this halacha, but this is the Sfarno says. So based on this Sfarno, so we could go. Let's go back with Miyashiv, the question we started. So the question was that the pasuk here is mashma that the whole Indian of Pidyon HaBeh and the Kedushas Bechor and everything started at Yitzias Mitzrayim because they were saved from Makas Bechoris. Bechor, what happened to the whole Sefer Bereishis was all full of Inyanim of the Bechor also. The answer is that the Bechor was always considered the Mamala Mokum for the father. He was always considered the Mamala Mokum for the father no matter what. He was considered the most chashuv. Klai Yisrael was called Bini Bechor Yisrael, that we're the ones that take on the mission of the father. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Bechor was always designated to be the one that would do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a job that was designated for the Bechor. He didn't have Kedushas HaGuf though. So the Bechor was always designated to be the one that is working on behalf of the whole family. He's representing them. He's doing the job. And he has to do the Malacha and the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Bechor always had that job. But he didn't have Kedushas HaGuf out to that. And that wouldn't be Mechayev Mitzvah Pinyan HaBen. So the Bechor was Chashav, and he was supposed to take over the father, and he gets Pishnaim in the Bechora, and he does the Melacha and the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. But to have this thing that you have Kedushas HaGuf, that you have to do Pinyan HaBen for that was not existing in Sefer Bereishis. There's no Kedushas HaGuf on that. Here comes Sefer Shmois, and comes Makas Bechoris, because Baruch Hu sees that in order to save the Bechorim, he has to give them a Kedushas HaGuf. He makes a mamish like a carbon. They have kedusha on them, and now starts a new thing, a new mitzvah of pidyon haben. To take off the kedusha, you have to do a pidyon. That's the two things. And the chayra, that's the same thing with the pidyon and the levim and sefer b'midbar. The pidyon and the levim and sefer b'midbar and the pidyon habachar is two separate inyanim. The pidyon of the Levim was, after the Chet HaEgel, the Bechorim were no longer roi to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It needed to be just like the concept is that beforehand every family could have their Bechor representing them in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe they didn't even need a Beis HaMikdash. Maybe they didn't even need a Mishkan, according to some Rishonim. Every family could do their own personal Avodah. After the Chet HaEgel, all the Avodah and Klai had to be more centralized to one place. And the Meila, the Avoida also was taken away from each family, didn't have the opportunity to have their Bechor do the Avoida. The Avoida was done by the central Shlichim of Klai Yisrael, the Levim. So all the Kedusha of the Bechorim, the Inyan, the status of the Bechor in Klai Yisrael, that they got the Avoida, that was transferred to the Shevet Levi. So now they were the ones that did the Malacha for the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash for Klai Yisrael. That was the pidyon that happened in Sefer Bamidbar. Levi for Bechor. All the Inyan that the Bechor stands for, the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, that went over to the Levim, Shevet Levi, and now Shevet Levi, they have the Inyan of the Bechor that takes over the Avodah. But the Kedusha Saguf, that's Chal on the, just like you could have the Avodah without the Kedusha Saguf, you could have the Kedusha Saguf without the Avodah part. And the Kedusha Saguf still remains, because the Maisa, a Bechor, was given Kedusha by Kadosh Baruch Hu for saving them from Makas Bechoris, and that still remains till today. And the Mela, that's two separate things. There was an opinion of the Bechor for the Levi, Legabi Avoida, who's the one that does the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Now Shevet Levi does it, doesn't save a minute, there's a one time event, and now it's finished. But the remaining Kedusha Saguf, which is Sfarno saying, that is still today, and that needs a Pidyon HaBen.
So, Kohen Levi Bechor,
okay. So part of the question is. So
no,
but there's a mitzvah pidyon. He's saying the whole mitzvah pidyon ben is all set, and that's still today.
Oh, so then maybe that went away over there, and then we still have just the dry pidyon, but not with the kedusha.
Okay, so we could answer the question if we maybe we can answer the question, but. But
in order to switch their way to the person who wasn't the pidyon,
they needed that pidyon, the pidyon of the Levim.
That's
just they're taking over their position, but they're not taking over their kedusha. So they just took over their position in Klai Yisrael.
The bechor of the ace of the Avodah didn't.
That was,
yeah.
Right. I don't know how they. I don't know exactly what the transaction was, but there's some sort of hachlofa between him and between Bechor and between Bechor and Levin. So now, let's think about the next question. Next question is in the Midbar. So now in the Midbar we have the Maril Diskin's question. That in the Midbar, how do they do Pidyon HaBen? So he gives this cryptic answer that the way they did Pidyon HaBen in the Midbar was that the Bechor Min Ha'av took the money from the Bechor Min Ha'im. That's what he's saying. So L'chora, what he's saying is like this, is that the Pidyon HaBen goes to the person who is in charge who's the Kohen, who's in charge of the Avodah. He's representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's the one that takes the Pidyon and to take the Kedusha away from the Bechor. So always, when the Parsha of Bechor, Sefer Bereishis, it had to do with the designation of he's the one representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the Bechor, he's doing the Avodah and all that. Who is that? That's the Bechor Min Ha'av. That's why Reuven had it in the first place. If it's Bechor Min Ha'im, then Yosef should have had it. Yosef could have had it anyway. He was Bechor Min Ha'im. So what's, you don't need to take it from Reuven. The Vard is it was coming from Reuven because Reuven was the Bechor Min Ha'av. It was the Din was the Bechor Min Ha'av, which is very mistaver like that because he's the one that takes he's the one that takes over the position of the father. So the Avoida, the shame of the Bechor for Avoida was the Bechor Min Ha'av. Now, who's the Shem Bechor for this Indian of Kedusha? So we know that the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is Peterechem, is only the Bechor Min Ha'im. It's the mother's firstborn. It's not the father's firstborn. It's the mother's firstborn. But why is that? Because Lemaisa, we know all the Midrashim that we've heard many times, that every combination of Bechor died on by the Mitzvah. It was Bechor Min Ha'av, Bechor Min Ha'im, every house, every, this one, 10 people were dying, all the Bechor, anyone had a Shem Bechor at all, died. So if anyone had any Shem Bechor died, then Lechor, all the Bechor of Yisrael were saved. So all the Bechor of Yisrael should have Kedusha. Why just Bechor Min Ha'im? And it's even in Mefarsh HaChazal. It says by Chazal, it says that that if someone switches, if someone charges ribbis, or someone switches tcheles for kol ilon, they put a fake tcheles on their tzitzis. So it says, "Ani Hashem shivchanti bein tipa shel bechor latipa she'eni b'shel bechor." So I Hashem recognize who's a bechor, who's not a bechor, and that the bechor they're talking about is bechor min ha'av. It's the father's bechor. So it's clear that there was a maka on the bechor min ha'av. So why don't we have a mitzvah pidyon haben on the bechor min ha'av? So Rabbi Kiveger, in the sefer Chiddush Rabbi Kiveger al Torah, this is an unbelievable cheshbon. Rabbi Kiveger says that the bechor min ha'av, like it says, ani ushivchanti. That only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to be mafchin. So the mak of the Bechor Min Ha'av, the mak on the Bechor Min Ha'av was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mak of the Bechor Min Ha'im was done by the Mashas. Because that you don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. You don't need to be mafchin. Because it's easy to tell who is the Bechor Min Ha'im. And Mimela, since it's easy to tell, that was done by the Mashas. And he answers with this famous stira. In the Haggadah, who sometimes it's mashma anihu, Hashem did it, and sometimes it's lo yitein amashchus lahashchus. It sounds like it was the mashchus that killed. It was a malach that did makas b'chores, or was it Hashem that did makas b'chores? So to be kiveger, it depends. The Bechor Min Ha'av was a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chor devatma, anihu shivchanti. But the Bechor Min Ha'im, that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that was the mashchus did it. So memela like this, the Bechor Min Ha'av, there's no nef that the Bechor Min Ha'av of Tchaisa wasn't killed. Because Hashem said, I don't need to give a kedusha. I'm only killing the ones that I'm killing. I'm only killing the Mitzrayim Bechor Min Ha'av. I'm not killing the Yiddish of Bechor Min Ha'av. The Bechor Min Ha'av of the Klai Yisrael didn't get a new kedusha. They didn't require kedusha to be saved from the Makkah. Because who did the Makkah? Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu decides. He does this one, he doesn't do that one. But by the when the Mashchis is coming to kill the Bechor Min Ha'im, so Mikim Shinitin Roshos Lahashchis, in a Machim Bin Tzadik L'Rosha. That the Mashchis would kill, he gets instructions, kill b'chor min ha'em. He doesn't get instructions, a Jewish one out of Mitzri, or Mitzri not a Jewish one. So Memela, the only way to save the b'chor min ha'em of Klal Yisrael is to give him a Kedusha. And once they have the Kedusha, they were saved from the Makkah of the b'chor min ha'em. So Memela, they're the ones that got this Kedusha. So it comes out, and according to Rabbi Kiveger, the Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen is only on the b'chor min ha'em, and not the b'chor min ha'af. So, and that's where there's the Kedusha. So Zok the Maral Diskin, Gevaldik. The Kedusha Saguf was only Chal on the B'chor Mina'im. Now the because that's where the Mashvas was. So now he has to go be poyed himself. Who is he poyed himself? With the person who's designated to do the Avodah. That's the B'chor Mina'av. It's not the B'chor Mina'im. So before they switched over, the B'chor Mina'im was poyed himself with the B'chor Mina'av. Now, you can also ask what it's the same person. Not everyone is two different people, the B'chor Mina'av. Some people are B'chor Mina'av and Mina'av. So, I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know the answer to the other question or the Kli Chemda's question, but maybe there's a big machlokes in the Achroinim. Is Pidyon HaBen, like, is it a choiv? Is it a mitzvah? How do you classify the nature of the chiyuv momen, the chiyuv to pay? Could be just like a choiv. It's just you owe the money. So some want to say that maybe the etzim pidyon of the kedusha Kodesh Baruch Hu does right when the bechor is born. But you owe money to the kohen for that, so you have to pay money. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is paid to everyone. You only owe money to the kohanim if you have it. But a kapanim, that's the chiddush of the sforna over here, that lule the mitzvah pidyon ben the richal kedusha saguf on the bechor minayim. Okay.